Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Police are asking people to stay alert this morning while a person is on the run after a chase. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And temperatures are on the mild side this morning. We have some cooler temperatures and some wet weather to talk about as we head into the weekend.
Pay issues will be considered today when Durham Public Schools leaders meet on the budget for next year. A rally planned ahead of tonight's meeting.
And the madness begins today for two North Carolina teams in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Everything you need to know about UNC and NC State's games today. An exciting time, the start of the NCAA tournament and having our teams play in it. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:31 and Duke will play tomorrow. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, you're not kidding. Exciting time. This is like a national holiday for basketball fans. When this starts.
Around here,
March,
for sure.
Madness,
it's okay
it.
If productivity goes down.
Yeah. Elizabeth Gardner's over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. It's a pretty morning out there. Skies are clear. We take a live look at the gardens where everything is in bloom. And I was standing out on the patio yesterday looking out across the azaleas. Some of the azaleas are beginning to pop out, too. So part of the weekend should be good for getting outside. I'll walk you through which part coming up. But stepping out this morning, temperatures are in the mid to upper 40s for the most part. Some 50s on the map, too. 50 in Fayetteville is 51 in Rocky Mountain and 52 in Roxborough. But 43 in South Hill, 48 in Southern Pine. So we're mid-40s to low-50s right now, so it feels pretty comfortable. Our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue, and hour by hour today, it will be cooler than yesterday. Yesterday, we had a southwesterly flow warming us up. Today, it's a northerly flow cooling us back down. So lunchtime temperatures will be in the mid-50s, and we'll be in the mid-60s for highs, which is actually right on normal for this time of year. Tomorrow morning, we begin to cloud up. The morning commute is dry. Around the middle of the afternoon, we start to see waves of rain moving through, and it will be wet for the evening commute tomorrow. It will rain for most of the night, some of that heavy at times, and we're getting our first look at the short-range, high-resolution models for Saturday, and look at that. They are moving that rain out pretty quickly for Saturday. We'll talk more about what's ahead for the rest of the weekend coming up.
We have new information this morning on breaking news we have been following since last night. A driver who led deputies on a chase in Wake County is dead, and the passenger of that car is still on the run this morning. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live near the intersection of Yates Mill Pond Road and Tryon Road. And Kelsey, deputies are still asking people all around that area to keep their doors locked and stay alert.
Jeff, police sent out an all clear just before 2 o'clock this morning. The driver led police on a chase here in this area near Tryon Road for several hours. And if you live in this area, you probably got this notification on your cell phone around 10 o'clock last night. It warns people to stay inside. This is a look now at video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. It shows the white Mercedes involved in the chase. A deputy saw this car driving recklessly on East William Street near US 1 around 8:30 last night. When the deputy tried to stop the car, the driver kept going. Eventually, the driver ran off the road and crashed into a tree. The passenger jumped out and ran. The driver shot and killed themselves in the car. And this morning, police are asking people to stay alert. They say that they will continue to patrol this area and will keep you updated on the search for that passenger. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh. Breaking news, two people are in the hospital after they were shot this morning around 2:30 in Raleigh. Police are on the scene right now near a shopping center on Craftsman Drive that's near Atlantic Avenue. Nick Perlin is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we know so far. Nick, what's happening there?
Well, Renee, we do know that those two people that were shot, one was a man, one was a woman. Like you said, they were taken to the hospital. And officials on scene are telling us that they should be okay. Of course, they do have this area of Craftsman Drive blocked off. But I do want to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of this scene. Now, actually, just as we were coming on to air, they picked up a bunch of evidence markers off this street. One of them was actually a black baseball cap that was left behind. But what's still here is this black sedan. We've seen officers go shine flashlights through this sedan. They've also opened the doors to look inside of it. So that could be a key piece of evidence here on this scene. I do want to show you this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker to kind of show you what this scene was looking like at around 3 a.m. You can see officers here shining flashlights all around this scene. They seem to be looking through those bushes, looking for any shell casings or any new information. It is worth noting that this scene is about 400 feet from Club Love. Officers here on the scene tell me they aren't sure if something happened at the club and if that carried over to this incident here. Of course, I'll stay on top of this, and when we have new information, I'll be sure to update you. Live in Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Also new this morning, a 17-year-old is now charged with murder in connection with the shooting death of a Knightdale woman last November. Police made that announcement last night. 40-year-old Shanaka Ocean Earth was shot and killed as she sat on the porch of her home in the Twain Town Drive area of Knightdale the night of November 8th, 2023. This is video from the WRAL breaking news tracker as police continued their investigation early into the next morning. Earth was the mother of three children. The teen who is charged is now in juvenile detention facility. Now, police say they are trying to identify more people who may have been involved in Earth's death.
We're hearing from the wife of a man who crashed his car into a pond near a street at South Point Mall. Rescuers tried to save him, but he later died at the hospital. Alfreda Johnson says her husband, Morris, was a father of two sons and a grandfather of two grandchildren. He was also a retired FedEx employee and a loving husband for 40 years.
Still in shock right now. I'm still in shock. The specialty about him was that he had a love for people. And anyone that meet him, he automatically connect with them.
He was just a bright light to everybody. Mm-hmm. And he will forever be missed, but I know his name will never fade.
Alfreda Johnson believes her husband might have suffered a seizure before his car went into the pond. She says he has a history of having them. Their family is still waiting for his body to be released from the medical examiner's office.
Durham Public Schools Board of Education will review budget priorities for the next school year at tonight's meeting, and it's the latest in the district's efforts to guarantee pay increases for classified staff after last month's pay disputes with employees. Last week, the board met with Durham County Commissioners to discuss the 2024-25 budget, which should be reviewed and adopted at the end of April or early May. Tonight's meeting starts at 6:30. And ahead of tonight's meeting, members of the Durham Association of Educators will rally in front of the Staff Development Center. They say their goal is to show the DPS board the impact the recently implemented pay cuts have had on staff and to express their vision for next year's budget priorities. That rally starts at 5:30.
Organizers of a children's storytime group says their motivation is strengthened after a bomb threat forced them to cancel this past weekend. The threatening email, taking aim at the drag queens and LGBTQ community who hosts these storytime events. Drag story hours happening all over the country. This is video of a past event in the Triangle. The most recent event was scheduled for Saturday at Art Space, a visual arts center on East Davie Street in Raleigh, until Art Space got an email. It said people placed a bomb there and urged them to evacuate the building. RPD searched the building, found it was safe. The director of Drag Story Hour Triangle says fear of people who are different can manifest into hate. She says that's why, despite the setback, she will continue sharing messages of inclusion.
The people that think this way don't really know what we do, because our program is all about teaching the next generation how to be loving and kind, and how to accept diversity and differences in your neighbors.
In a statement, ArtSpace says, despite this challenge, we stand firm in our mission to inspire positive community impact through art, and we will not be discouraged by hate. And they went on to say that they will reschedule the Drag Story Hour for a later time.
This morning, officials in Texas are still waiting to find out if they'll be allowed to arrest and deport people suspected of coming into the U.S. illegally. A panel of federal appeals court judges heard arguments in the case yesterday between Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the Biden administration. The law would make it a crime to cross into Texas from anywhere other than a legal port of entry. A district court blocked the law last month. That law remains on hold, though, while the appeals court makes its decision.
Today, the madness tips off for both UNC and NC State. UNC is the top seed in the West region. They will play 16th seed Wagner at 2:45 this afternoon in Charlotte. And NC State looking to follow up their incredible ACC tournament win with a run in this tournament. They're the 11th seed in the South region. They'll tip off with Texas Tech tonight at 9:40 in Pittsburgh.
Duke plays their first game tomorrow night against Vermont. You can track all the games with live scoring updates, times, and TV information on the interactive bracket on WRL.com. Just search bracket. Coming up in 10 minutes, WRL's Chris Lee will have a closer look at today's matchups.
It is 4:40. A judge in Mississippi continues to hand down lengthy prison sentences in the case of six former deputies who tortured two men.
I've lived in Mississippi 68 years, and I've never seen justice like this.
What we know about the final two officers who will be sentenced today.
And we'll show you the terrifying moments a hot air balloon with several people in it crashed into a power line.
And we have a cool day ahead. This is a live look at Goldsboro. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break to tell us about storms moving into our area for the weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44 right now, and temperatures don't feel too bad out there. Definitely not as cold as it was a couple of days ago. 51 in Wilson, 47 in Durham, and 50 degrees in Fayetteville. There's a beautiful moon out there right now. If you happen to be headed out the door, you may see it. It's on its way to set, so probably only another hour or so. Taking a look at the whirligigs here in Wilson, they are spinning lightly. We could see some gusts today, maybe 10 to 15 miles per hour, but it won't be nearly as windy as it was yesterday. But our wind is now coming out of the north, so it's going to be a cooler day today. Temperatures will be in the mid-40s to low 50s as you're heading out the door, and it'll be a beautiful day with lots of sunshine. Out with the dogs at lunchtime, temperatures are just in the mid-50s, and we'll climb into the mid-60s for highs later on this afternoon.
Elizabeth, thanks. Today, the last two law enforcement officers in Mississippi who pleaded guilty to torturing two black men in a home last year will be sentenced. So far, four of the six officers who abused Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker have been sentenced to prison. The harshest sentence so far was imposed on former deputy Christian Dedman. He was sentenced to 40 years in federal prison for what the judge described as the most shocking, brutal, and cruel acts imaginable. We'll be monitoring the sentencing of the last two officers, and we'll let you know what happens. A former member of the Board of Trustees at St. Augustine's University is asking the community to help save the school. Dr. Alan Mask served on the board for 3 years before the financial and accreditation crisis. His father, uncles, and an aunt all graduated from St. Augustine's. Dr. Mask said the private university relies on tuition, student fees, and donations to pay its bills, and it needs help now more than ever.
And it's not just about St. Augustine and the students and the faculty there, but helping St. Augustine is going to help to enrich this entire community. And that's what we want to see. We want to see St. Augustine continue. We want to see St. Augustine to thrive.
An economic impact study found St. Augustine's is responsible for $72 million and more than 680 jobs in the Raleigh community.
Three people have minor injuries after a hot air balloon accident in Rochester, Minnesota. Check out the state traffic camera. It shows what happened. Around 7 last night, the hot air balloon was carrying three people and it crashed into the power lines right next to that highway. You can see it spark for a few seconds and then it drops to the ground and catches on fire. Firefighters say they were able to put the flames out and all three people on board were okay. First responders called it nothing short of a miracle. Today, the madness starts for both UNC and NC State. And WRL's Chris Lee has a preview of today's matchups for the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
One versus 16 seed has been very interesting the last few years. We've seen more close calls, and two one seeds were actually knocked off by a 16 recently. It's rare, but it can happen, and that's what the Tar Heels are looking to avoid today.
Once you know you find out who your opponent is, you lock in on them, and our coaching staff does a great job having the scouting report and everything ready for us. And then you know our preparation last night and today, tonight, to go get ready to win a basketball game tomorrow.
UNC takes on Wagner today. Will another 16 seed upset a one, or will the Hills make it to a round of 32? The tip-off is at 2:45. The Pack lost 7 of their last 9 regular season games, taking them out of tournament consideration, but this team and their head coach have no quit, and now they view the postseason as a completely new endeavor.
It's just unbelievable what we put together just one game at a time. We just kept the right mindset, stayed positive, and just head down and went to work.
If the Pack want to keep the postseason magic alive, they have to beat Texas Tech tonight in Pittsburgh. Tip-off is at 9:40 at night. And as always, you can stay updated throughout the day on WREOSportsFan.com.
Shohei Ohtani and the LA Dodgers are playing the San Diego Padres again in South Korea this morning. But the $700 million superstar is also dealing with some off-the-field drama. Ohtani fired his longtime interpreter Wednesday. He accuses Ippei Mizuhara of stealing millions from him to pay for gambling. In an interview with ESPN, the interpreter claims he never gambled on Major League Baseball games. Ohtani's lawyer says the theft has been reported to authorities. It is 4:48. Let's get a check of our weather with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. And look at that moonlight.
Isn't that gorgeous? I just happened to be looking through the cameras. I was like, oh, look at Lake Gaston. You can see that beautiful big moon reflecting on the water there. It looks absolutely gorgeous. It's a pretty start all across the viewing area. And our temperatures are feeling pretty good, 47 degrees. It's a little on the cool side. And we'll stay much cooler today than we were yesterday, but we'll still have all that sunshine. Our dew point's at 33. Our wind will be a little lower. And our dew point, or the moisture in the atmosphere, is a little higher. So we're not looking at the same fire danger that we did yesterday. But there were a number of fires that popped up yesterday. Still, with our relatively dry conditions, you may want to, you know, think about pushing back some outdoor burning to another day, maybe on Sunday after it's a little wetter out. 48 in Roxboro right now. It's 51 in Rocky Mount, 42 in Goldsboro, 48 in Southern Pines, 50 in Fayetteville. So our temperatures are in the 40s and 50s as you're stepping out the door this morning. And we'll see a pleasant afternoon. 64 in Raleigh. That's actually right about our normal high for this time of year. 63 in Durham and 68 in Fayetteville. So again, a pretty day, a little less windy, but a little bit cooler. Again, 64 is our normal high. And we'll see temperatures on Friday and Saturday, most likely in the low to mid 60s as well. But we're looking at some wet conditions starting Friday afternoon. And the new short range models, high res models for Saturday are in. And they're showing this moving out fairly early. On Saturday. So we'll keep watching that trend. Sunday's a little cooler with sunshine and 58, and then looking at 60s as we get into next week. Our NCAA watch party forecast, this is going to be what everybody's talking about for the next several days. UNC, 2:45 this afternoon. It's 61 degrees, lots of sunshine. NC State plays at 9:40 tonight. We'll look at temperatures in the low 50s, and the Duke plays tomorrow with a good chance of rain at 7 o'clock. It's going to be raining if you're going to be headed out the door to a watch party for Duke. Let's take a look at that. Some cloud cover first thing tomorrow morning. We're dry at noon also, but by 3 or 4 o'clock, we start to see the rain spreading across the area. And at 5 o'clock, we are wet. We're going to see steady to heavy rain overnight and possibly a thunderstorm or two very early in the morning. But once we get past, say, 9 or 10, we start to clear out. Now, we take it out all the way to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's still some clouds and maybe a lingering sprinkle, but it looks like the bulk of the rain ends pretty early. This is our chance of rain as we get into the day on Friday. Again, it really ramps up starting around the evening commute, and it'll be heavy at times overnight. Of course, we have high tree pollen right now for mulberry, oak, and pine, and that rain that we see tomorrow should help to knock down those numbers a little bit. Again, 63 for Friday, 65 Saturday, with some drying out in the afternoon, sunny and 58 on Sunday. But after that, we're in the mid-60s as we get into next week.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago celebrating 20 years of music.
Can you believe that?
We will tell you what time you can get tickets today.
And two otters that were orphaned in Alaska have a new home. We'll show you how they're acclimating to their habitat in Minneapolis.
Summer movie season is already heating up. We have the first family big trailer for a family film here and your latest look at an action extravaganza. David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
When someone tells a story, they create an entire world. And usually, the characters stay there. There are legends of characters so real.
With the crayon, anything is possible.
That they step right into this world.
Here's your first look at Harold and the Purple Crayon, inspired by Crockett Johnson's classic children's book. Zachary Levi stars in the family adventure comedy. Harold and the Purple Crayon will try to draw audiences to theaters beginning August 2nd.
This is an epic story of cosmic proportion.
Stop!
The bad guys are closing in.
We're gonna hide you.
Nope. We're gonna beat the out of them.
The action gets even wilder in the latest trailer for The Fall Guy, about a stuntman trying to save his director's film. Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt star. The Fall Guy crashes into theaters May 3rd. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Check these out. These otter pups have grown a lot since they first arrived at the Minnesota Zoo back in October. Six-month-old Nuka and nine-month-old Denali have moved on from bottle feeding, and they're now eating foods like clams, shrimp, and mussels. They've each gained 20 pounds since they were rescued from Alaska, where they were orphaned. For several months, trainer served as mom, providing 24-hour care. Nuka and Denali are joining three other male sea otters, which is now their forever home.
SZA, Tyler, the Creator, Blink-182, and The Killers, just some of the headliners at the 20th annual Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. Organizers reveal the lineup this week, and some of the other 170 performers include Hozer, Melanie Martinez, and Skrillex. The festival runs August 1st through the 4th at Grant Park. It's a milestone year this year. It marks 20th anniversary in the Windy City. Pre-sale tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this morning, and tickets will be on sale for the public starting at noon.
Now that's a music festival.
Yeah.
People in part of Wake County are being asked to remain on alert after police chase ended with one person dead and another on the run. WRL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live to tell us about the investigation.
Also, new drama for Britain's royals as questions swirl about Princess Kate's health. WRL's Ken Smith will tell us about the investigation underway into whether Kate's medical records were breached at the hospital where she underwent surgery.